Hello, Lagos. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Digital Live. You already know that this is the most outstanding tech show on the radio. How's your Sunday going? Well, we just arrived to make you feel better. I'm Yvonne Akwaifo, and in a few minutes, we will feed you with knowledge and feed ourselves as well, of course, on how to transcend to the smart life and insightful conversations about the world of tech. But I won't be doing that alone this morning. I have my co-presenter with me, the able Emmanuel Onwuka.
Able. That's how you introduce me. Co-presenter. Ordinary. Co-presenter.
Should I have said able and capable? That's reserved for Master Jesus. I don't know about you. I don't know. I tried, Emmanuel. I tried.
Add spice. When you want to introduce me, you add spice.
Oh, shit. Because you are stew or soup. I should spice it. Are you soup?
Are you banga soup? See the way I introduce you on the show. Like, beautiful. Elegant.
Okay. Lagos, I present to you my Aurora presenter, Emmanuel Onwuka.
I can't put more for head now.
Emmanuel.
No. I have palm oil on my head.
Well, it's Aurora. Aurora is even from palm oil. Abi?
It's God that will judge you. It's God that will judge you. Well, Lagos, good morning. How are you doing today? And welcome to another episode of Digital Life. What I'm facing this morning is inside life, but I'm glad that I'm bringing to you Digital Life.
Emmanuel, you have to. That's deep. You have to bring it further. Explain to us what you're trying to say.
No, for you to tell me that I have Aurora on my head today is inside life. Sorry.
It's all right.
Well, I'm so happy that your morning is starting better than mine that I'm having right here. As you all know, Digital Life is a show that airs every Sunday morning right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And on this show, we help you understand the importance of technology and how it affects your quality of life. As always, expect to learn new things about the world of tech on this show every time you tune in to Digital Life.
Preach, Emmanuel, preach. We also have a segment on the show that we call Tech of the Week. On this segment, we introduce you to new and exciting indigenous technologies. And it has been fun learning about innovations by Nigerians for a smart and convenient life. Right, Emmanuel?
Exactly. Last week, we kicked off a series on the show which we tagged Tech Money. How did you enjoy last week?
I thought about my life, Emmanuel. I was like, what is it with me? What am I doing myself?
So we were so excited about the series Tech Money, and it turned out to be absolutely how we expected it. We got so much calls last week. We got so much traction last week, and we were really happy about it. Last week, we spoke with John Useni, who makes millions of naira from coding, and many of you were part of that conversation, and it was both insightful and interesting.
So interesting that today we decided to bring another episode to you. But of course, not with John. I don't want to be thinking about how old I am and how I've not done any. I don't want to say that I was intimidated.
But going through your mind last week.
But of course,
you get old all of a sudden.
Anyway, today we have another interesting conversation for you. Some persons called in on the show last week wanting to know how their children could, you know, veer into tech and make the most of it and just enjoy technology. But on this segment today, we are going to let you know that we're going to help you understand that it is possible to veer into tech even when you're much older. It doesn't have to be your children. It can also be you as well. It doesn't have to be your children. You too can veer into tech if you wish to. And that's what we intend to do on the show today.
Yes, we are back on the show and we have our first female guest on the show today. I feel very excited.
Hold on. Check her for this.
Yes, finally, we have our first female guest on the show today, and she writes code. She's the founder of a tech startup here in Lagos State, and she's also the CTO of that same tech startup. And we added a twist to it. Guess what? She is also a mother.
Emmanuel.
No, she's a mother now. She's a mother.
Okay.
So she's way older.
Okay. So this is for the mothers who were asking last week, how can my child get into tech? Uh-huh. I know that being a mother, being a wife, it's a lot of responsibility. But if by adventure you've thought about, you know, maybe pivoting into tech, we have someone, just the right person
to
help
to
us,
today.
To help you and us understand how to go into that.
Yes, regardless of her numerous responsibilities, you know, marriage, being a mother, she has been able to craft a name for herself in the tech space in Nigeria. And that is absolutely marvelous. And that is why she's on the show today to speak to us about how to grow your tech career, basically.
That's right. Francisca Nwafor joins us virtually on the show. Thank you so much for being here, Francisca.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here with us virtually,
thank
I should
for
add.
Me.
So let's get into the conversation.
Thank you for having me. The whole thing started like a dream. You know, I never thought about getting into this, technology. So the whole thing started while I was in school. I graduated in 2015. And
wow.
Before my graduation, yeah.
Francisca, you graduated
before
in 2015?
Yes.
Look at that. Okay, go on.
In University of Port Harcourt, actually, I didn't study technology. I studied linguistics and communication studies. Mm. So, but my interest in technology started during my 200 to 300 level. I discovered that, okay, this is what I want. Technology is what I want. Being a programmer, coming up with my own company, you know, in technology is my dream. That was when I discovered my dream. So the whole thing started in freelancing website. I always encourage people that if you want to get yourself into technology, whichever area, you want to be a programmer, you know, technology is not just only programming. We have other things, other services that are not for non-programmers. You know, you can be a marketer. They are also part of technology. They can be a representative or whatever. You know, some consultation and all of that.
Okay, Francisca, so let's pause the brakes a bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
hear
so
you.
I want to ask
can
you.
Hear
I,
me?
I can hear you. I want to ask one question, right? Last week on the show, we had three young people, you know, Gen Zs, if I might say so, and I do say so, you know, on the show, one 16-year-old, the other two about 21 or thereabouts, doing fantastic thing in the world of tech. Now, I have this question and this concern, actually. Is coding or programming just for Gen Z? I mean, is it that people who are older than that don't have the, you know, the mental capacity anymore, you know, to do something like that?
Absolutely not. Mm. Programming is both for the old and the young. Everything depends on your interest. First of all, if you want to go into programming or coding, whatever, you need to first have the interest. If you don't have the interest, you will not be a better programmer.
That's quite a lot.
Okay, so interest plays a huge role.
So we had people calling on the show last week, and they have a lot of interest in getting into programming, in getting into coding. And some of them, from the sound of their voice, we could tell that they were older, much older persons who were interested in programming and coding. But then they just don't seem to get it. They just don't seem to understand it. It looks very complex to them.
Okay. First of all, if they have interest in programming, we have diversity in programming. We have a front end design and we have a back-end design. We also have a UI UX designer, that's for the user interface for non-programmers. Okay, so now before you start programming, you need to learn, it's good you learn the front end, then you learn the back end programming.
Francisca, please hold on. You said front end, back end. What's the difference? What is front end? What is back end? Because it sounds like frontal wig, and I don't know. Sounds like you're talking about a wig, you know.
Actually, the front end is for the user face. It's what the user sees. Okay, that's what the user see. When you go to any website, like for instance, you go to your Nigeria Info website, what you see is the front end, actually. But the users cannot see the back end because everything is dynamic. Everything that is happening in the back end of the website is more of a server side, you know, that's what we call it.
Okay,
so the front end is what the users see.
All right, so it's just like how we are on the air now, but there's just so much going on in the background
that
enables us to get on the here.
Exactly.
All right. Got it. Yeah. So when you talk about front-end programming, what are some examples or I don't know how to what to say.
Yeah, if you want to go into front end programming, you need to learn. There's some programming languages you need to know.
What I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, the HTML. You need to know CSS. You need to know JavaScript and API. You know API. There's so many APIs out there. So you need to understand the APIs, how all those APIs interact with your server and all of that. So those are the basic things you need to know. So you need to master all those things. Then when you master all those things, then you can go into front-end frameworks. While you learn, you get to understand that, okay, there's other frameworks you can use, you know, like React.js and all of that. Mm. So basically that's for the front-end. But then for the back-end codes, you need to know about there's so many programming languages for back end. We have Python, we have PHP, we have there's so a whole lot of them. Just a simple Google search, you know, come up with a whole lot of all those programs.
So for those persons that are seeking to learn, is it best to join an academy or is it best to just go on their own solo?
Well, everything depends on your timing. Like, if you are this kind of person, maybe you are a mother and you don't really have much time, you know, going into academy. You want to learn at your own pace. So then you can go solo, right? Then you can go to, there's so many websites out there that teach programming, you know, through their videos and assignments. Codemy and so many, I can't mention many, but a simple Google search will show them all those details, all those information where they can learn programming languages, you understand? So that's basically, but if you have the time, you can go into academy. There are so many academies out there to, you know, that will enroll you on that. But if you want, like I stated, in order not to make things complex for you, why people always find it a little bit difficult is because they just want to learn programming and they start learning the front end, learning back end, and, you know, everything just seems so complex.
Indeed.
Yeah. So now, while you learn another thing, Some people don't know how to learn programming language. You cannot learn programming language without your laptop doing what is being stated in that tutorial. You need to be typing something. You don't learn it like you are studying. Programming is practical. It's not theoretical. Okay? So if you learn it theoretical, by the time you finish learning it, you are already forgetting what you have learned.
Yes, I remember that because last week we had a mom call into the show and she said that her children were made to write codes on a piece of paper.
No. That's not the way to learn. If they learn that way in a piece of paper and they are also doing practical, that's fine. After all, practical goes with theory, right? Mm-hmm. But if they are learning it just theoretically without, you know, paying more attention to the practical level, then you are not learning coding. You're going to forget it. So basically, you need to know the practical. You need to practicalize while you are learning. Everything you are learning, practicalize it.
Right.
Yeah. So by the time you are done with each of these codes, try to check some, you know, online quizzes. Quiz online, like JavaScript quiz. You know, when you just Google search, let's say, for instance, you just finished learning JavaScript. Just Google search JavaScript quiz. Or you finish learning HTML, Google search HTML quiz. Go and solve those problems. That will broaden your knowledge in that particular language.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So all the things, as long as you practicalize and you do some quizzes, then definitely you are going to be strong. Mm-hmm. Then by the time you are done solving some quizzes online, the next thing you have to do is you need to start building something. Think of something you can build. If you can think of something you can build, just check online. In that quiz, there are some things they can tell you to build. They can tell you to build a calculator. Solve that problem, okay? Even if you face some challenges, try to make sure that you solve that particular problem. By the time you are done solving those problems and you're able to build a simple calculator, you know,
you find out that you are going to be perfect in it.
Mm.
So programming is not theoretical, okay? Mm. So by the time you are done with front end, if you still want to learn about back end, as long as you have already done your front end, build a page. Another thing is build a page. Just build a static page. You know, front end is mostly static, you know. So just build a website. It can be a profile. Just start with profile page. That's what I started with. I first of all built my profile page.
Right.
On front end, you know, build something very nice and all of that. So I show that to my mentors, go through it. They're going to tell you, okay, this is the areas you need to fix up and all of that. By the time you start fixing problems, definitely you're not going to forget what you have learned.
All right, Francis, what are some of the careers in front end programming? I've heard of UX, UI. Is that a part of it?
Yeah, it's part of it. As
okay.
a front end designer, it's also good to learn UI, UX, you know. So it's an added advantage.
Mm.
But sometimes big companies prefer to, you know, have a different UI, UX designer. You can be only a UI, UX designer without being a front-end developer, right?
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Front-end design requires, there's so many tools you need to learn. Like,
okay.
Photoshop, you need to learn about some things in Photoshop, you know. You need to use their tools there, like Figma. Figma is for UI, UX designer. Those that want to, you know, before you do, let's say for instance, UI, UX designer is like an architecture of that front end. You know, before you build a house, you need to call an architect. Right?
Right,
to, you know, draw something for you. That is exactly what a UI UX designer does.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah, they draw something for you.
Okay,
how it's gonna be? Okay,
fantastic.
Like a prototype.
Fantastic, Francesca. You're married. You're a mom. How are you able to juggle your family with your career? And then one other question is coding programming easier compared to other careers?
Some people see programming as being easy if you've been in it for many years, you know, you've done a whole lot of things in it and all of that. But I believe programming is not really easy, but what is going to make it easy for you is your passion for it.
Right.
Yeah. So if you have a very strong passion for programming, it's going to be a little bit easy for you. Not entirely easy anyway, but it's going to be easy for you if you have a passion for it. And as a mother, programming and it allows me to work remotely. Like I have workers on my website. I have a back-end developer. But also, I also work with him because I also do both the back-end and the front-end, you know. For like a year now, I've been working. I'm pregnant and I've been working.
Look at that. Lagos, did you hear that? Hey,
so you
women.
Have a child you're taking care of and you're pregnant and you're still working.
Women, motherhood is not an excuse. So. It
so
is not an excuse.
Now, I've been working an update on my website, like adding the latest features on my website, you know. Because of that, I can't just have only one programmer doing the whole thing. Sometimes they don't really know some things that you really want
so
you need to do other things alongside with them. So I've been working for the past 8 months right now as I
Wonderful.
Speak. I even worked on Friday while pregnant. So it just with my computer, I'm sitting down at home doing the work, and sometimes I also do some work for some companies, you know, because I do consultation and all of that.
Mm.
So I can people can consult me for some work, you know, develop their websites or business or whatever. So I just carry my computer, sit at home and do my work.
Francesca.
And my baby goes to school. I know the time I should start work. I know the time I should, you know, pick my child from school. So it gives me that ability to, you know, work remotely. That's one good thing about remote work.
Marvelous,
you know?
Marvelous. Francesca, if I may, what did you study as an undergraduate?
I studied linguistics and communication studies.
Unbelievable. Emmanuel, here I am again asking myself, what on God's green earth am I doing? Because, I mean, what I studied is not far from what she studied. Francesca,
Well, yes. Having a very lively conversation here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Indeed.
Lagos, if you're just joining, you're listening to Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Emmanuel Onka, and with me in the studio is my co-presenter, Yvonne Okaifo. We have...
Emmanuel, Okaifo. Okaifo.
Okaifo.
Yeah, you tried it.
Yvonne Okaifo. Yes,
it's not Okaifo, but go on. Go on.
Yes, we have Francisca Wanfo on the line. Mm-hmm. She is a programmer and a coder, and she's giving us insightful conversations about the world of tech. And if you're considering beginning a career in tech and you're having challenges, Francisca is here to take your questions. We're here to pass your questions and help you get the help that you need. All you have to do is call us right now on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, and 01-277-2993. And for women only, you can call us on 01-465-7190.
Yes, and now if for whatever reason you're unable to reach us, if for example village people decide that you are not able to call, like we were not able to have this conversation with Francisca on Zoom,
yes,
you can reach us on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. That is 080-959-75805. So let the calls come in, let the messages come in. Hello. Emmanuel, do we have a message?
Yes, we have a message here, and this one goes straight for Francisca, and it's still what she's answered about switching careers. Francisca, are you there with us?
Francisca, is that you?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, it's not Francisca. We love that connection.
Please, my name is Ismail. I just like programming work, but I can't really understand whether I can be a programmer.
Okay, Ismaili, I will just tell you, according to Francisca, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter the career part. All that matters is your passion. All that matters is, you know, your ability to focus in this career path that you intend to get into. So she says that it doesn't matter the career that you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
All that matters is what you want to do.
Look at Francisca, for example.
Exactly. She
studied linguistics. And
you know,
a programmer.
And then she switched careers into programming. So it means that wherever you are presently, you can actually have that career switch into tech. You can learn UI, UX. According to her, if you go online, take courses online, it will just give you the knowledge that you desire, the knowledge that you seek, you know, to be able to make it in the tech field. So tech is for everyone. It's not limited to some certain kind of people. You don't have to study computer science at the university.
Copy this tune.
Before
press
you're
one.
Able to come on or have a career in tech. That is exactly what she said.
That's right. We're trying to get her back on. Hello, Francisca. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. When we try to take calls, your line just drops.
Okay.
So apologies for that. Let's see if we can take one more call without the line dropping. Hello. And there it went again.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Good morning, ma.
Good morning. Welcome to Digital Life. What's your name?
My name is Excite. I'm calling you from Agbadu.
Okay.
Please, I have questions for our guest.
Okay.
Please, I want to ask her, did she have any program? Can a physically challenged person, like blind person, learn this coding?
Well,
did she offer it?
Okay, we'll pass that question across to her. Hello. What an ESO that is. What an ESO that is. Let's try and get Francisca back. Emmanuel, please read out a message.
Yes, please. We have messages here, and everyone is trying to get in touch with Francisca.
Okay.
This one here says, good morning. Please kindly help us as Francisca Ishe's thought of starting an academy. It seems the challenge that is out there is actually people, you know, wanting to get a credible place they can learn. So there are a lot of people willing to learn, you know, tech, willing to learn coding and programming. All they just need is, you know, the right person to put them through. And do we have now?
Francisca, are you back? Okay, Francisca, we're just going to stop taking calls so you can stay on the line. So Lagos, send us a message on WhatsApp 08095975805. Please, your questions, direct them to WhatsApp for now because we have Francisca. And every time we try to take your calls, her line drops and we have to go back to try again. So in order for our village people not to win today, send your messages to WhatsApp so we can have a fantastic conversation. Francisca, a lady just called to ask if it's possible for people who are physically challenged, you know, persons with disabilities, to learn coding programming. For instance, a person who is visually impaired.
I don't think that is possible because you need to see what you are writing, the code you are writing. It's the eyes that you use, the brain that you use to see, okay? The eyes communicate with the brain, so you need to see what you are doing.
I guess technology is going to give us a solution to that.
To that, indeed.
Exactly. Lagos, and that is why we're here on Digital Life. Yes, we're going to have solutions to that.
Intelligence.
Exactly.
Indeed.
So we're going to get.
At the moment, I don't think we have that tool at the moment that gives us that information, you know, where you can read the code, you know. Anyway, that is possible. It may be possible if they can read, you know, the audio form of that particular.
I was about to ask.
So let's talk about other forms of disability. When we talk about someone who can't walk, you know, who find it difficult to leave the house, has to be assisted from place to place. Those forms of disability.
Of course, someone who cannot walk or crippled, you know, can learn coding. Of course, you can see what you're learning is just whether you cannot walk or whether your two hands are not, you have physical challenge with them, you can also code.
Right. Lagos, send your messages to WhatsApp. Unfortunately, we cannot take calls because every time we try to take a call, Francisca's line just goes off.
Yeah, messages are pouring in. We have here one here from CY. Say, I started learning programming while I was serving. I paid someone to teach me, but only got the basic knowledge of HTML, CSS, JavaScript after my service. I tried looking for internship to get more knowledge and experience and was always told to pay heavy fees. That's discouraging. Me, I still have that passion for it. What do I need to do?
Okay, what the person needs to do is simple. Just go to Udemy. Udemy is very cheap. Okay, can go to Udemy. Like I mentioned, there's so many of them out there. We have Udemy, Kudemy, and all of that. They have. If you want to, since he has already learned the basic knowledge, he has already know the basic knowledge. Then he can simply go to Udemy and search for advanced JavaScript or advanced HTML. So whatever thing he wants to learn, all he needs to do is in the search bar, just add advanced, then the programming language that you want to learn. They have all of that online on Udemy.
That's great. So see why that is your answer. So this one says, good morning, Emmanuel and Yvonne. I laid my hands on programming and I must confess it's fun and requires time and consistency. Francisca is spot on. That is Robert from Jack and Dave. Robert, thank you very much. Good morning. Please, where can I learn coding and programming? So people keep asking this question, Francisca. People keep asking us on the show where they can get knowledge on programming and programming, basically. And most people are interested, I think, in academics. They want to have a physical place. They want to meet somebody. They want to interface with someone rather than doing things on
online.
Their own, especially when they're trying to learn the basics of programming and coding. Are you there, Francisca?
Yes. Well, we have them, a whole lot of them in Nigeria, depending on your location, right? If you just a simple research, I can't really say in Lagos there are so many ones out here in Lagos where you can learn programming. Just a simple research on that will give you a whole list of them based on your location, so you can choose from based on.
How can they find the one? You know, how can they find like an academy? Because like we said the last time, we had people calling and then they complain about an academy. They complain about getting involved in one and not getting value for their money.
Exactly.
So how can they spot the one that is going to actually put them through and take them through the right knowledge?
Well, when I was in Port Harcourt, I learned both online and just the offline I did was actually a company that recommended me to come there and learn to do a particular job for them. But the best is always to learn online, because when you learn online, you're always in your system, you're always there, you know, do whatever thing that you want to type and all of that. So I did, there's one in Port Harcourt, they call it LockTech. I don't know many of them because I don't really, I didn't do mine offline. It's actually online I did everything. So the only one I did was when I was in Port Harcourt, and it's just a simple research on, okay, where to learn programming language in Port Harcourt, for instance, or where to learn a programming language in a web design. Okay, you can just choose like where to learn web design in Lagos. So you see a whole list of them, okay? When you see a whole list of them, you can choose one from there.
Right.
Or wherever your location is. Just like I said, a simple Google search. All you need to do, Google search, if you're in Ibadan, it's okay, where do I learn web design or programming in Ibadan? You see a list of the ones in Nigeria. You see the ratings. So go through the ratings. Choose the best, okay? So when you go through the ratings, and you can be able to choose the best, listen to what people read about what people said about that particular company where they are learning. Okay, so and you see some pictures. So from there, you have an idea of the best for you.
Francisca, as a graduate of linguistics, did you? I have this question. Does programming require math? Because a lot of people may have that concern, especially those who are not very fantastic at doing solving mathematical problems.
It does.
Goodness.
You need to understand. At least you.
So programming is a no-no for me.
No. It does not. Listen. You need to just your knowledge in math. Your secondary school. During your secondary school,
basic knowledge,
those,
right?
All this basic knowledge in math and all of that will help you understand how all these things work.
Okay, so what would you say are some of the perks of a career of tech careers, basically?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
What would you say are some of the perks of working in tech? Apart from remote working, of course, you just mentioned one, the one you mentioned earlier.
Okay. I didn't get your point. Can you come again?
No, she's asking the benefits of working in, having a landing a tech job, working in the tech world. That's what she's asking. But before you answer that, last time we spoke to John Oseni, he mentioned you as one of his mentors. And then you are here now again, and you're mentioning someone else as a mentor. How important is the role of mentor,
mentoring,
this tech world?
Well, as a mentor, you work with people, you try to understand what they want, and you make their dream come true, right? So it can be in any form, it can be in tech, it can even not be in tech. Do you understand? So as a mentor, these are the things you need to do: work with people, teach them about programming, and apart from teaching them. Sometimes they already know they have a knowledge about this programming thing, but they don't really know how to
go about
go about it. Okay, for instance, you want to start up you may know a programming language, but you want to start up a company. I used to advise John Oseni some certain things because he's still a young guy. Yes, programming, he's very good in what he does. Then as someone who is trying to start up a company, I always mention him, this is the way to go about it, okay? So that programming does not mean that you're going to be successful in a startup. So you need a mentor to work with you. People who are already in it, who have already established something, who have already faced both the problems and the sources in it, okay? So
right.
That's why there is need for you to have a mentor.
Right, but again, some of our callers complained the last time about not having, not being able to meet, find mentors who are willing or so to,
who have the time.
Take them under their wings, who have the time, yes, to take them under their wings.
I think they need to do further preparation. I have a Telegram group, Current Cap Official. I have my website. I have my Twitter. where they can contact me. People always chat me up on Twitter, you know, about some things in programming and, you know, and all of that. So it's just a simple research, asking questions, going to events, meeting people, you know, those are the ways to get them involved with you. So that's it.
Okay, so before we get your contact details, before you reel out your WhatsApp and I said WhatsApp, your Instagram and all, what are some of the benefits, as Emmanuel asked earlier, as I tried to ask, what are some of the benefits of being in the tech space? Apart from, of course, remote working, why should people consider pivoting into tech?
Okay. Well, let me say, some people have so many reasons for it, but the benefits of being into tech is basically the remote work and a more higher salary, okay? People, like, out of the passion for it, at the same time, they're interested that, okay, they get motivated by the high salary that comes with it. Yes. A lot of people have, you know, asked and said, okay, there's a whole lot of job opportunities in it, and the pay is always high, and it gives you time to work at your pace, okay? So first is giving you the ability to work remotely. According to research, companies with remote workers tend to focus more on results than personalities.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people are getting into this technology. So it gives you the remote work, access to remote work. It gives you a higher paid salary. And the job opportunities there is so wide that companies that all over the world are looking for people in tech, programmers. You know, once you are very good in what you do and all of that, they are ready to pay for your visa. In fact, so many companies, when you hear of a company that has actually employed someone in Nigeria and paid for their visa and everything, check, is always technology. Okay? They cannot pay for all the things apart from if you are coming there to do programming things for them, and maybe it's not if they don't have it in their country, but it's more expensive in their country because, like I said, if you're in technology, the salary is always very high.
Right.
But a techie person earns as high as that of a doctor.
Wow. That's very high. We have Leonard here, and he's saying that he is into tech. He has learned Python, he has learned HTML, he has learned CSS, he has learned JavaScript, and yet he's yet to get a job, you know, a tech job. You know, what are some of the things that hinder people from getting a tech job, even though they have these skills?
Lack of experience.
But then again, to have this experience, they need they need, what do you call them? They need internships. And someone complained about not being able to get this internship. So how do they solve that?
The truth is, you need to, like I mentioned earlier, you know, when you called me, you need to go into all these freelancing, you know, website, build a portfolio, do some jobs. There's a whole lot of freelancing. I started with freelancing website. So with freelancing website, when they order you for, you know, some little jobs and all of that, you do all those things and you add it to your portfolio. You need to have a portfolio where you can, like, for instance, GitHub. You need to have a GitHub. You need to prove to them that it's not just, okay, you finish learning all this programming language, let's say, for instance, the back end or the front end, and someone, a company, wants to employ you. You need to prove to them that this job you can actually do. You're not the only person applying for the job, even though the job, that role, tech, you know, programmers is kind of a little bit scarce. But that does not mean that they cannot employ the best. And how do they determine the best? First, they're going to interview you. You need to build a portfolio, have experience, because every company wants people with experience. If you couldn't get internship, then go into freelancing websites. We have Fiverr, we have Upwork. I started with all of those, you know, and from there you are doing all these little jobs and you are adding them to your portfolio so that when they contact you, you can prove to them that these are the websites or these are the jobs you have done. You know, it does not matter where you have done it, but you can, you know, tell them that this is what you have done and all of that. and also contributing on GitHub project. There's a whole lot of when you have your GitHub account, there's a lot of jobs, you know, there's a lot of community work that you can contribute to. There's one I contribute to, we call it the Lead Chain. It's actually based in the US. Okay,
so we can hear you. Can you come closer to your phone?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you better now. Thank you.
Okay, like I said, you need to build a portfolio. If you can't get internship jobs, then go into freelancing. Freelancing is your last resort. So from freelancing websites like Fiverr, Upwork, you do all those jobs for them and they pay you, no matter the amount they pay you. Of course, the pay is not always, freelancing websites don't really pay that much. But a lot of people, you know, while you work, you know, years in it, definitely they're going to pay you high. So what you're more concerned is that you want to gain this experience, you want to build your portfolio. Every company that wants to employ you are interested in experience and your portfolio. So where do you get those portfolios? First of all, you get into freelancing website, do some jobs in freelancing website, build a portfolio. Take records of all the websites you have built or all the solutions you have provided to companies through that freelancing website. Then after that, while you are doing this, ensure that you have your GitHub account fully ready, where you can add all this information based on what you have done so far. Then also get into communities. Okay, you get into GitHub communities. Provide some, you know, services, free services for them. Contribute in those GitHub communities. That way, that will really help them. You can keep on applying for all those internship jobs.
Answer to your question is freelance, okay?
Yes.
Freelance, volunteering as well, as Francisca just mentioned. You also have to volunteer your services.
On GitHub.
Yeah, yeah. I remember John Useni saying that he has worked for 17 companies.
17, yes.
So I guess this is how he was able to do it, you know. This is how he's able to do it. So it's not every time you have to take money or do a job and then look for it for the gain or for the benefit.
Right.
You have to freelance. You have to volunteer. You have to do free jobs. You know, I remember John saying last time that most of the gigs he gets, you know, are recommended. Recommendations were the ones that brought in the job. Mm-hmm. These are from people he probably had worked freely for. So if you want to get something, they say you have to give something to get something
back.
So Leonard, you can give your skill, you know, improve yourself, be on the good books of this person, and probably you get recommended for a job anytime very soon. And we look forward to hearing your testimony.
That's right. I know that things are quite, you know, a bit tough in this part of the world, the economy and all of that. And of course, you're thinking, how am I going to feed if I'm just busy volunteering and all that? But at the end of the day, Leonard, to be of service, you have to serve, okay? To be served yourself, you also have to first be of service, okay? So you have to give to be able to receive. Mm-hmm. And Francesca couldn't have said it any better. The same way John Useni of last week couldn't have said it any better. Emmanuel, do we have more questions?
No. It's just commendation for Francesca. Francesca, are you still there?
Please read some of the accolades. Read some of the accolades. Francesca, you should hear the accolades, please.
So they're asking if you're about to start if you're thinking of starting your own academy, and like, this is the best interview so far, that you broke all questions in details, and they are so pleased, you know, because you've given them so much knowledge, so much insight about the world of tech and about programming and coding.
Shekere to that.
So yes, Francisca, so a lot of persons are still interested in getting it, and hopefully we'll get their feedback from our next shows, how many of them have been able to get into the tech space, how many of them have begun careers in the tech space. And from next week we're going to go more detail than this into the tech world, getting to know more about how to switch careers and the right job for you. Francisca, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so before you go, there's someone here who is saying that she just started her undergraduate studies in computer science and would actually like to major in fixing problems, both software and hardware. He said, I'm currently undergoing a training and there are different soft skills, which would you advise I go for? And Yeah, the person analyzes digital marketing, graphics design, UI, UX design, e-commerce. You know, that is one of the issues that a lot of persons have. Which career in tech do I go for?
Right.
Which one do I learn? There's so many of them.
Okay, first of all, he needs to know if he wants to go in technology. We have programming and non-programming.
Hmm.
If you want to go into programming, do you want to go into the web or the software, right? Okay, like the software, like the CRM, building software for banks, building software to solve a particular problem in hospital, like, when you come to hospital, all those softwares that they, you know, when they open all those things are softwares, and it's usually built on Python and some other languages, right? Mm. So if you want to go into software, there's some things you need to, there are programming languages, still the back-end programming language that you want to learn. Then if you want to go into web is more of the website, right? You build something on the website, you know, build solution on the website, can be anything on the website, can be hospital, can be the bank, it can be anything, you know. So that's basically for it. Then for the non-programmers, we have UI UX. UI UX is more of, you need to know about the Photoshop, know about Figma, F-I-G-M-A, Figma, get into all those tools to use and build your UI UX, you know, learn about them and all of that. So Photoshop, Figma, you should be okay to get you started. So all those ones are for non-programmers. We have graphic design. You can be a good graphic designer, you know, doing some logos, doing some banners and all of that, you know, for people. And, you know, can go into marketing, you know, can go, there's a whole lot of them.
That's quite a lot. So just choose the one that fits you. Choose the one you can swallow.
Yes. So basically, if you want to go into programming, then you need to know all these things. Then if you don't want to go into programming in tech, you want to be a non-programmer, then there's a whole lot of jobs. Even a simple Google search can also give you further information on all of that.
Thank you so much, Francesca. We've had quite a lovely time with you today.
That's right. Francesca, how can people reach you on social media?
Okay, can contact me via my Twitter, at Franca Signa, at Franca Signa.
Please spell.
Okay, F-R-A,
mm-hmm.
N-C-A,
mm-hmm.
S-I,
okay.
G-N-A-L, like signal.
Okay, signal.
Oh, Franca, yeah, signal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can also reach me on my Telegram, Tokun Investor. Tokun Investor.
As in say a T-O-K-E-N, Tokun?
Yes, yes.
Investor, yes.
Investor, I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R.
Investor like Sabino's the investor.
Francesca, thank you so much. We've learned quite a lot from you. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today on Digital Life. We hope to hear from you again in the near future.
Thank you so much, Francesca.
Yeah.
All right, then, Lagos, that's the show today. I hope you learned a lot as we did. For Leonard that is wondering how he can build experience, Francesca said, go and volunteer. Do some freelance work. Okay, he who must be served must first serve. Exactly. Also, you can reach us on social media. Find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter at Yvonne Ochaifo. Yvonne Ochaifo, Emmanuel.
Thank God you pronounce your name yourself. I am Emmanuel Onwuka on Facebook and Ima_Onwuka on Instagram. You can find me, bring your questions, your comments about our show.
Even suggestions as well.
Exactly what I was going to say. Your suggestions, bring them on. We'll take them, we'll listen to you, we'll bring them up front because we want to ensure that you get the right information.
That's
here,
right,
on Digital Life. And for last week, I know a lot of persons are concerned about last week. Yes, where we had the young guys on the show who modifies a car. We had an awesome time with them after the show. That video is coming up on Nigeria Info page very soon. So keep your fingers crossed and you're going to see that. And remember, you can also listen to a show on our podcast. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and you can listen to the show over and over again. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Lagos. Until we come your way again, until we, the Digital Life team, come your way again, it is bye-bye and stay blessed. is evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk digital life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
No matter where you are, download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Eight-year-old commercial sex worker.
Federal authorities seek clemency for 12 Nigerians on death row in Indonesia.
The Lagos State Governor Wendy Sanwo-Olu requested for the soldiers accused of shooting a protester as a lick eater.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.